Discord right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. This is Podzilla After Dark. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight along with the special guest host tonight. What's the cat's name?
Zeb.
With Zeb. Zeb's going to chime in occasionally and tell you what he really thinks.
At a certain point, I'll say I'll leave, and then I'll go put him upstairs so he doesn't do that.
With
Dalton,
me tonight.
Please tell me you named him after a certain Star Wars character.
Get through all the introductions, and I'll explain this.
Okay. With me tonight, also, we've got the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, live from his new abode, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
Coming at you from the new house.
Whoop, whoop. We got the queen of dorkness, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
We've got the ghost that plays Animal Crossing, Shelby Chan.
Hi.
And not joining us tonight, Tanner Calvert, live from his favorite restaurant, but instead joining us tonight, we got the big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Out of curiosity, like, in that intro, is what broke you, like, Shelby just, like, shifting into frame?
Yes.
Because it was that, and there was a really loud meow at the same time, and I couldn't tell which one it was.
It's like that, those scary Japanese films where the pale ghost just goes, ah, right in front of your face. That's her. Dalton, you were going to explain the name of your cat.
Yeah, so we got this cat from Emily Hagen. She had a cat, and then I don't know if she's moving or something, but something with a cat. So we decided to take him in because his name is Zeb. And we were just going to get a kitten when we closed on the house because we just bought this house a couple weeks ago. We were just going to go to, like, the Humane Society and get a kitten. But then this happened, and I said, what's the cat's name? And she said Zeb, and I'm like, that's a Z. So it's Kazoo, it's Maisie, and it's Zeb. So, yeah, we basically took the cat in because his name starts with Zeb. It's a cool name. I love it.
She's going to make a Star Wars reference.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been watching Rebels, and one of the main characters in it is named Zeb. And he's kind of a cat monster creature.
Wasn't Zeb also the name of the leader of the... the Proud Boys in WWE. What was their name, Dalton?
Well, it was just Zeb Coulter.
Zeb Coulter. But what was the name of the group? Did they have a name?
No, they didn't. They had a slogan. It was We the People. Because they had that really cool shirt. Yeah. That was a really sweet shirt.
Where they were heels, but they were so popular.
Couldn't wear it nowadays.
No.
That's a bummer.
You could, but you're definitely making a statement. You are picking a side. You're picking the side of glorious orange leader who has told his followers, by the way, that he will be reinstated as president come summer. No, this is not a joke. Donald Trump is telling his supporters that he is going to be reinstated as president by summer. That is true.
There are so many people that almost certainly believe him.
Well, there was so many people that thought that the March, like, what was it, March 6th or March 16th thing where it was like, No, that was the insurrection. There was something in March where it's like, no, Biden's never been president. It's been Trump still this whole time.
Yeah.
But on March 12th or whatever the fuck,
they were gonna.
He's gonna rise like the ashes,
like
of the phoenix that he is,
the mighty phoenix.
Yeah, and then it didn't happen because that's not a fucking thing.
Yeah, President Trump, former President Trump, will never be. He's not. It's, oh my God. And yes, there are people that believe Donald Trump started his own. He's starting his own social platform. Oh, good. He started with a blog. He started with a blog, Hog with a blog. And that blog lasted like a month and he already stopped doing it. So there's your president. That's all the politics we're going to talk about tonight.
No, he's our former president.
Maybe he's your former president.
It looks like Dalton's about to let one cat out and then another cat's going to come in.
He's just standing at the door like, my turn.
Dalton has successfully trapped both cats outside.
It's the cat army is what it is. It's a cat army.
Maisie acted like she wanted in.
Dalton, I have it on good authority that by the middle of this show, that cat will be let back into this place and he will become the new host of Podzilla.
I think my next promo, because the last one I cut, if you notice, there was cat hair all over my shirt because he kept ruining takes. I think he's just going to sit here while I cut it. And that's just going to be my thing now, is I'm just going to have a cat. But I have three different cats.
Like an evil mastermind.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think I'm just going to do it now. Just lean right into it.
Each time with a different cat, and when you run out of your own cats, you just borrow a cat.
Start doing it on the street. Well, where I live in Cape, there's like so many strays hanging, so I can make that happen.
You could, your new nickname could be the Prince of Cats.
I was hoping for Cat Daddy, but I will take Prince of Cats as well.
Prince of Cats from the great literature, the literary tale, Jesse, which one?
What?
Who was the Prince of Cats?
Was it in the Cats Broadway musical?
No, it was Romeo and Juliet. Come on. The Prince of
Cats. Is it Tybalt?
It's Tybalt, the Prince of Cats, yeah.
There's three people in that fucking play.
Surprise, Dalton knew that. That's good.
There's three people in that play. It's Romeo, Juliet, and Tybalt, and he gets off like midway through.
Also Mercutio.
I must say Mercutio. Yeah.
Well, I read that like 15 years ago, so Brian, there's no way I also read that like 15 years ago.
Oh, it's a book? I thought it was a movie starring Leo DiCaprio.
That too.
It's also an anime.
Nothing will take the smile off Shannon's face faster than talking about an anime.
All right. Well, going back to politics. Actually, I don't think there's anything else politics wise.
No. There was a good one. Marjorie Taylor Greene equated the Confederate statues to, well, I couldn't get mad at a bunch of Germans if they had an Adolf statue or Satan. Which, don't get me wrong, I feel like if there was a Hitler statue, she wouldn't care. But if somebody put up a statue of Satan, there'd be some hell to pay, no pun intended.
There was the statue of Satan.
I'm willing to say she wasn't a fan of that.
Oh, yeah, no, none of them were. None of those pearl-clutching bitches were fans of it.
I'm cool with calling her a pearl-clutching bitch. That doesn't offend me even a little bit. That was the only other political thing I heard this week that she was, like, talking about. Because
everybody talks about, like, well, you don't see Germany putting up statues of Hitler. So now she's just trying to flip it, like, wouldn't bother me none.
Yeah, well, that, and it's illegal to do so in Germany.
Well, and it wouldn't bother her because she wasn't a Jew during World War II. So it's kind of, you can't really put yourself in the place of something. You've
The Confederate statues don't bother her because she's a rich white lady.
From Georgia.
Like Ellie Kemper, just the princess of the KKK.
No. We found out that's not the case.
We talked about this on, I don't remember if it was the pre-show for after, what is that show we do with the Star Wars? Whatever. PZ85 Plays. I don't know if it was the pre-show for that or if we were just talking about it on Xbox Live. But this whole Ellie Kemper controversy really irritates me. It's like this, when people talk about how much they hate cancel culture, this is the kind of shit they're talking about. Where you take something that is completely innocuous, you blow it up, and then I literally saw articles where they were calling her the, what was it, Ellie KKK Emperor or the KKK Princess. And it has nothing to do with it. Like, nothing that she did had anything to do with the KKK. Just because something is roots are kind of in the KKK or in that.
It actually predates. So, like, for everybody out there that hasn't heard about this.
Yes.
Ellie Kemper is from Missouri. What a wonderful state we live in. They have, in St. Louis, something called the Veiled Prophet Ball. They actually changed it. A few years ago more than a few years ago, to something less weird, but it started in the 1800s, so it predates the KKK, and the Veiled Prophet himself is creepy looking as shit, and they always select from 50 debutantes the Queen of Love and Beauty. Or no, it's the Queen of Beauty and Love. Regardless.
Hey.
Yeah, it's weird as shit. In 1999 or something like that, in the late 90s, Ellie Kemper won.
When she was a teenager.
Yeah, she was 19, and she was selected as the Queen of Love and Beauty.
Who probably,
and there are pictures of it in the paper and everything else that is, like, you know, it doesn't look great. And then if you do any amount of research on what this is, like, it was originally a super racist cult of rich white people, but in 1979 it stopped being that.
Black,
they started
black
allowing
people,
minorities,
right.
And yeah,
And by the time Ellie Kemper won it, it had nothing to do with it anymore. Like
it had no longer been a racist cult for 20 years by the time Ellie Kemper won it.
But like, holy shit, man. The way that people jumped on this and called her out for being this incredibly racist KKK princess without doing any fucking research or doing any groundwork at all.
5 minutes of research is all it would take.
This is the problem. This is the problem with cancel culture. This is the problem with how sensitive people can be sometimes. Like, you're making a non-issue an issue, and who knows how much damage this will do to her career, if at all. Hopefully it won't. I think she's a lovely, talented person. I used to watch...
Who's Ellie Kemper?
Kimmy Schmidt.
I love her. Yeah.
The ex-girlfriend got me to watch Kimmy Schmidt with her, and we loved it. It was one of our favorite shows. Ellie Kemper is a treasure. I might not want to say that just in case they find anything else out. We're wrong.
Because the main reason she won, like, it's a lot of the...
Because she's the cutest!
She also is from one of the wealthiest families in the state of Missouri.
Yeah!
Like, she's from old money. And, like, that's just the way it is. And, yeah, like, it's the background of this organization is extremely racist and they're wealthy elites. And that's bad for other reasons. But, you know, there are very few old institutions in the United States that don't have racist roots.
Turns out...
Jesse, let me explain to you one that definitely never did. It's called the Oh.
Disney is certainly friendly.
If you're
Song
from
the South, didn't exist.
Yes, it did. I saw it in theater. If you're from America, turns out you are part of a racist institution. So it's crazy. Yeah. So there's your fake controversy of the week.
That's probably my favorite Daniel Tosh bit about, like, you just think the four fighters were standing there and be like, and every man created equal. He's like, wink, and be like, we know what that means.
That's part of the bit. He's like, every man is created equal.
Doesn't it? All right, I'm probably off on this, but doesn't it say somewhere in the Constitution or somewhere back in the day that a slave only counted as like 1/3 or 2/3 of an actual person?
It was less, but it eventually became 3/5.
It was 3/5? Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
yeah, because it was the 3/5 compromise for census, where like 5 black men counted for 3 white men.
But let's go after Ellie Kemper. Let's go after the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
In total fairness, we went after that too because it isn't a thing anymore. It's just the fact that it was a thing. Kind of the problem.
I do encourage, though, everyone to look up the original sketch of the first veiled prophet.
Is it this?
Oh, it's creepy.
Yes, it is that one.
He looks like a monster. Yeah.
Can we put it in the text only for babies so I can see it?
For babies. Babies.
I'll get my Apple branded mouse over here so I can click on.
Hold on, I need Shelby. Shelby, say something real quick.
Say something real quick.
Okay, on my screen, it says you're muted.
He's coming through my microphone.
Yeah, I'm muted on my actual Discord, but yeah.
Okay.
All right, Dalton. There's your original sketch of the veiled prophet.
That's a Resident Evil villain.
That's the very first veiled prophet. And it's certainly less creepy. But it's still weird looking now.
He's so pretty. Michaela did the hedgehog thingy the other day and hers was boring. Dalton, do you remember Dalton the hedgehog?
No.
With his giant cock and his shorts?
His monster dong.
His monster dong that he used with his magnum-sized condoms?
What I was trying to say is I don't even know what you're talking about. And then he went to the penis and completely ruined me even trying to act like that wasn't a thing.
What I did was I took Dalton the Hedgehog's face off and I put Dalton's face on him, and then that photo got released and Dalton very much wanted that photo to go away, so we deleted that one.
Also, yeah, Dalton, I went ahead and sent you an updated Veiled Prophet and also the picture from Ellie Kemper winning the contest.
She's so cute.
I want everybody to know this is like some Fallout shit. Like, this is something in New Vegas. I've been playing a lot of that game recently.
One of Caesar's people, I believe.
No. This is some casino strip like shit right here. It's one of the houses. It's very unsettling. I wouldn't want to be associated with that, even if it wasn't racist, or if it ever was racist, is what I meant to say.
Look, if anyone ever wanted to elect me like the princess of the ball, I don't care what racist organization it is, I'll take it because I need the confidence boost.
Shannon of the I can't think of an organization. You were the super princess.
I'm the super princess of the QAnon Aryan Brotherhood, and I will gladly.
You're the CPU goddess of that.
No, Shelby. No. No. Jesse, you wiped that smile off your.
That's not a smile.
That's not a smile.
Jesse, I need
it
to.
It is now, but it wasn't.
I need to do one favor for me, Jesse.
Yeah, what's that?
Get Mendoza. All right, we're going to start talking about my hot links now here on the show.
Hot links.
All right, we're going to talk about something really quick. Spotify. Spotify put out their Mendoza of the week. Wait, what? What'd I say? What is it? Uniquely you.
It's the only you. Do you have this?
Mendoza.
Oh, no, my phone's not even here.
Mendoza! Mine just vanished.
Hang on, let me close it and reopen it again.
I'll do mine first real quick. Let's see what it says. According to Spotify, there are over... come back. Where you go? There are over 345 million people streaming music Spotify on and podcasts on Spotify, but nobody listens like me. And according to Spotify... Come on. Keep going. Light
you
show.
You can tap it and it'll do the next thing.
I'm tapping
mine really did just completely vanish. I gotta re-find it now.
Oh, God. We're not off to a good start, Spotify. It says, who else but you would play Taylor Swift after AFI? I don't know.
I have a really similar one. Mine is, who else but you would play Sarah Bareilles after Metallica?
I had Madonna after Weezer.
It's so you.
Out of Apple Music.
Weezer. It's a Japanese Weezer. Band.
Huh. It's so me to travel to 2019, 1964, and 2021. And that's because I listened to Samurai, which is the fake band that did the soundtrack for Cyberpunk, The Drifters, you know, there's another Drifters, and Chevelle. Been listening to a lot of Chevelle lately.
Yeah, actually, Chevelle was mine, too. Like, I had a highly suspect... Mine was 2015, 1969, and 2021. And it was Highly Suspect, The Who, and Chevelle.
What about you, Lindsay?
From what I remember off the top of my head for those three, it did a 2015 with the Hamilton soundtrack. It had 1960-something with Haley Mills because of the Parent Trap soundtrack. And 2021 for one of my anime themes that I don't remember the artist's name.
I like Michaela's. She said, I got Fallout Boy after Mikey Cyrus. Mikey Cyrus! Who the fuck is my... Didn't Mikey Cyrus guest ref your match against Heath Hatton?
Close. Oh, my achy, breaky heart.
These genres set me apart. Nothing says me like going from books, which is a lie, to wrestling.
Hey, your show doesn't get one.
To Japanese VGM. Why?
Hers doesn't have it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, mine's not popping up now. Like, I restarted my phone and everything, so I'm going to purely go off memory from looking at it a couple times earlier today.
Just me and you,
mine
Jesse.
Says, mine says, these genres set you apart. Nothing says you like going from... chill hop to comic.
Mine was Broadway to punk pop.
Playing
that actually is very Lindsay.
Playing Chippin' In by Samurai in the morning is pretty much the most you thing ever. Kill them all.
White Blank Page by Mumford and Sons in the morning is pretty much the most you thing ever. It's a weird one to pick.
This is where I'm gonna sound dumb. But the mornings are when I catch up on our stuff and remind myself of where we left off on plays. So mine has listening to Podzilla 1985 in the morning.
Nice.
My top artist, my sun sign, because it's apparently getting astrological. My sun sign is...
I was about to say, yeah, you're astrological unique.
Yeah.
Astrological. Chevelle. I got Chevelle again. Boy, I've been listening to a lot of Chevelle. I always...
Yeah, these are the ones I'm not going to remember.
I always
got a guess for my sun sign.
Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria. Yeah.
You're right.
I always
does a bear shit in the woods.
I attach a specific band to specific like girlfriends. That's how I always go through my cycles of bands. So with Lindsay it was Coheed and Cambria, and with Allie it was Poppy, and then with the not girl that I was seeing it was Chevelle. So now I'm going to have to get ready for the next cycle. But and who will it be? Who's the next artist to do the soundtrack to my misery? Email us at, well, we can't do literally anything anymore because Ethan ruined it.
It was Tanner. It was Tanner.
It was Tanner.
It was definitely Tanner. It is right. Only Tanner.
What was your moon sign, Shannon?
I don't get this one because I don't actually know who this is. My most emotive artist was Paul Leonard Morgan. I don't know who Paul Leonard Morgan is. I don't know if I've ever listened
to him. Wait, were you listening to a lot of game soundtracks?
Yeah, but they were all Japanese.
You went through your castle, yeah.
Paul Leonard Morgan sounds like a composer. Because I like that's a douchey name.
He's a Scottish composer. And
mine was just
what's he composed?
Homepage.
Dude, I have no idea. I'm looking him up online now and he did the part of the soundtrack for Cyberpunk. That's why.
That'll do it.
Yep.
There it is.
My moon sign, my most emotive artist was Alex Clare.
Don't remember my son. My moon was Motion City soundtrack.
Very good. My rising sign is Retro Remix Review, which is just video game remixes.
Yeah, I have no idea who this motherfucker is. Blue Wednesday.
Blue Wednesday.
My last one was A3ers, which is literally just the soundtrack to my game A3 that I've been obsessed with.
Boo.
I've never heard of Blue Wednesday.
Michaela said that her sun sign was Fall Out Boy, and then her moon was Kelly Clarkson, and then her rising was Poppy. Poppy. Thank you, by the way, Michaela, for the Poppy bracelets. Very cool.
She's going to be on NXT next week, I think.
Michaela?
Poppy.
Oh.
No, Poppy.
Gotcha. My dinner guests, apparently, are the Castlevania Sound Team, PT...
No, you're supposed to pick one. You each. It brings up three, you pick one, and then it puts those three together.
All right, well, I'm going to pick Evanescence as my first one.
My first one was Green Day.
Who's
plan your dream dinner party.
Who's sitting next to Evanescence? WWE? Fuck no. Coheed and Cambria or Motion City Soundtrack? I'm going to go with Motion City... to free up Coheed for Jesse.
None of my other ones would make sense, so I picked Billy Joel out of them.
Coheed wasn't on my list.
Well, they might be in one of the next ones, though. Or did you go through all three of them?
I'm on the third one now.
Oh, yeah. Who gets the last seat on mine? Poppy?
The last one of mine was Letters to Cleo.
The last one of mine, it's either Foo Fighters or Mumford & Sons.
I got Poppy, Nobuo Uematsu, or Bone Thugs and Harmony. I don't think you should put Bone Thugs and Harmony next to Evanescence for reasons. So I'm going to go with Poppy.
It's weird that Coheed was not one of my options for any of the three.
So I got Evanescence, Motion City Soundtrack, and Poppy.
I don't want Poppy eating at my house.
Mine was Planet Booty, The Midnight, and Foo Fighters.
I would want Planet Booty eating at my house. They seem like they had a party. Poppy seems like the kind of person that just be gnawing on a raw chicken. Like,
aww.
I'm sorry, Shannon just nodding subtly. Yeah.
She'd only do it to freak you out.
To be fair, she's moving away from that a lot because a lot of that was the influence of Titanic Sinclair or Titus Sinclair or something like that. He was her producer, and he did a lot of the weird shit. But he was also super manipulative and abusive, so she got away from him last year. And she said that whole I disagree style is done, and she's going to move on to something different. So even though I loved I Disagree, that was my favorite album of the year. I'm excited to see what she does next.
About that to change it up again.
Glad I don't work there. She screwed up those t-shirt walls so many times.
And yet I never saw a single fucking Poppy t-shirt there.
That's not true. There were three sections. There were three baskets. At least six shirts.
Six of them.
Yeah, well, they were just sold out anytime you looked.
Why
apparently.
Couldn't you two have dated earlier so you could have told me? Because you didn't talk to me before you dated him.
You know.
Me.
Not she fair. I did. Because yeah. we had to try to get the drop on so many Funko Pops, it wasn't even funny.
I don't work there anymore, so I definitely showed them pictures of our like unreleased thing. I'm like, this is what's coming out.
Yeah, she and did.
If
it was pretty
Shelby
cool.
would go that far to help Dalton,
she, yeah, and
much help she would have given you. You never talked to her.
I added Shelby on Facebook like 5 years ago, and it wasn't until you two started dating that she added me back. So
I honestly hadn't started using Facebook until Jesse and I started dating. I didn't even like for the longest time didn't even think I had one.
Well, you
she
did.
Actually like whenever we first started talking, she didn't know how to get onto her actual Facebook. She could only get on Messenger because it was so bugged out. Like it was trying to make her log in with her phone number, and it wouldn't let her recover a password or anything.
Okay.
Because I just hadn't been on it since. Junior high?
Yeah, that ended up requiring effort.
It was a lot of effort.
Well, the good news is that another friend of ours is now the manager of Hot Topic, so I could just go hit him up, I guess.
If they have Poppy shirts, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's Dalton. You had a list for Apple you wanted to mention?
I have my top 10 of that I've listened to this year.
Yeah.
And it's pretty telling.
So interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's all K-pop. It's all K-pop and two Run the Jewel songs.
I mostly just feel like it's unfortunate. We got Spotify gives us this cool, uniquely you thing with these playlists and stuff like that. And Apple's like, here's your top 10, dog.
No, that's not fair. They have a favorites mix too. And honestly, I wouldn't listen to. Oh, no, actually, I would listen to this. It's pretty solid.
Ethan just messaged me a picture of his. It says playing Podzilla 1985 is pretty much at night, is pretty much the most you thing ever. So. Thank you, boy. We know we love you.
No, they give me a mix. So, like, there's a mix for every, like, mood. So, favorites, get up, chill, new music.
Spotify's probably got that, too.
Yeah.
Jesse, are you getting paid for Spotify?
Like, I'm yes. just yeah. Every time I say do we I get $5.
Ad deal or
you
something.
You wish.
Oh, I do so badly.
Dalton, you still working on that Blue Chew endorsement?
Yeah. I really think that I'm missing out. They don't have any sponsored athletes to my knowledge, but I really would love to be the first wrestler sponsored by Dick Pills. I feel like there's a lot of... all the creativity would be done for me.
Dalton, would you say there's a lot of room for growth?
Stop looking at me. God damn it.
We're not looking at you.
He was. He was looking right into my eyes.
I was.
I could tell.
I was. All right. We got some games here tonight, too, because Dalton's never got to play trivia before. Lindsay has not felt good, but in her... I'm kind of excited about this, because Lindsay has been high as a kite on meth for the past couple of days. She made a trivia set for us tonight. I'm curious to see what kind of questions it is, because as high as she was, it's going to be like... Which suit
it's
of cards?
Gonna be tray.
It's gonna be like, which suit of cards do you put on your mayonnaise sandwich? Aces, clubs, clearly.
Clubs.
No.
It's a club sandwich. All right.
No, that is the answer.
So
which suit? Aces.
A crappy reaction to my second COVID shot, and didn't really sleep the other day.
I did fine.
And this morning I was still kind of woozy, but as the day has gone on, I have been fine. And all I did was finish compiling animation questions that we didn't do last week.
I was fine after my COVID shot.
And I'm glad you were, because if we were both shitty, it would have been bad.
Yeah, now Ethan, I got some peanut butter in my PS3 slot.
My name is Calvin Taylor.
I'm Calvin Taylor. My kids don't know no better.
What happened was, I put a piece of bologna into the disk drive.
The best one. The best one was Ace saying that he turned his GameCube into a kickball. Was always funny.
Dalton,
I turned my GameCube into a kickball, and it was fine.
Michaela wants to know if you know about the BTS meal at McDonald's.
Yeah, so I don't like the Cajun sauce, but the sweet chili sauce is perfect.
They got the sweet chili sauce back at McDonald's?
You have to order the BTS meal.
Fuck!
It's 10-piece chicken McNugget and a drink. Just say I want the BTS meal.
How many racist white people do you...
20 pieces cheaper than the 10-piece.
No, they don't have that 20-piece thing going right now. It's a bummer.
How many people do you think went there and was just like, let me get that China meal?
No.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, that was not nearly as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
I'm clean.
Okay.
That BTS meals, I got the sesame chicken.
Oh God, that would hit pretty hard though.
I remember being at the mall. You remember the Chinese plate they had in the mall briefly?
Oh yeah,
that was the worst.
China Star.
Yeah,
and it wasn't briefly. It was there for a really long time.
I was behind them once.
For a restaurant in the mall.
I was on break from GameStop, and I was behind people waiting for them to order, and they were just like, "And what's this?" And they were like, "That's sesame chicken. What's this? Oh, that's teriyaki chicken." And the woman was like, still chicken, huh? What do you want? You white bitch. All right.
Now, I remember we all at that Chinese place, we all fell for the same thing because we would get it. It's like, you know, this is disgusting. And then like 6 months later, we would smell it. It's like, surely it wasn't that bad.
That's how it was with Great Wall for the longest time. I took my college girlfriend to the Great Wall. And because I remember loving it. I was like, oh, this is so good. And then Bob and I went back. He didn't want to go back because he didn't trust it. But I was like, no, man, it's gotten better. We went back and we got plates. And as soon as I'm eating, I was like, it didn't get better. This is banality.
I knew how bad that, and this was before like I was really friendly. I knew how bad that Chinese place was, but I worked at Penny's where they gave us literally little to break. So like it was that or test your luck at Taco Bell and hope that you have like maybe. So I was like, no, I'll eat shit food. It was cheap. I'll give it that. It was like three different kinds of meat and rice for like $6.
I was like,
no, I'm cool. I'm cool with getting salmonella for that price. That's pretty solid.
If you went there enough and they liked you, they would just pack that shit in there too.
Yeah, and they liked me. They loved me.
30 minutes before close. They would put whatever you wanted in the, like whatever you could fit in the plate was $4.
You want some of this? You this too? And this? You're like, there's no more room. You want this?
And if you went there 5 minutes before close, they would give you barbecue and a foot massage.
It was a good ass barbecue?
It was Jones good ass barbecue.
And foot massage.
And foot massage. All right, Lindsay. You got questions, we've got answers. All of them are wrong.
I got paper.
Well,
we don't have paper or markers.
Ooh, Jesse, ready? I'll hand it to you. Ready?
It doesn't.
It's not gonna work.
Just try it. It works.
Closed, dog.
No, it's right there. I see it. Ready? Ready? Here. Reach. Shit. All right. Cool. I got paper and pen.
I told you the portal was closed. This came out.
Ooh.
Things are broken. Sorry, guys.
Oh God,
we took a while. Like it just dropped in my hand.
We've broken science. All right, and all you scientists can suck our dicks. All right,
I was at least nice and made them all multiple choice this time.
Okay, you're gonna send them to trust me and Shelby because we both have these fancy phone pins. So I'm just gonna.
Wow, you could probably Google things pretty quick with that phone pin.
I have to exit out of this.
Now get out of your Snapchat.
All right, let's do it.
There you go.
Let's go, Lindsay.
All right.
All right. British now. All right, Kevin Shankelberg.
No. I was clearing my throat. I'm sorry if it gave me an accent.
You guys ever notice that I've got vampire fangs? Look at this.
I have the same thing.
It's from all the Castlevania you've played over the years.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm not putting my teeth up to the camera. That feels like a setup. just not gonna do it. Just not gonna do it. And in fairness, if I do it with just my front teeth, it won't be as bad.
Oh, but you got them.
I'll trust Jesse.
No.
Nope.
Nope. Mm-mm. All right, Lindsay, all right. Go ahead. Save it.
All
right.
You're all gonna hate me. I just know it. Okay. The first dinosaur featured in animation was drawn in 1914 by Winsor McCay. What was the name of that dinosaur? A. Bertha. B. Gertie. C. Dina. Or D. Martha.
Why'd you say that name?
What name?
Martha.
Okay.
Get it? Good. Batman. Fuck, I'm sorry. Bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Chunky that writing is.
I'm going to say Gertie.
Chunky.
Is Gertie an answer?
Yes.
It's multiple choice. Gertie is... Write down the letter.
Oh, I'm
that's a good.
I'm just going to say Gertie.
What was Dina?
Dino was C.
All right. Well, I said B.
Okay.
Our letters are...
So everybody went with Gertie except for Shelby,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
The answer is Gertie.
Oh. Yeah!
Gertie's a dinosaur.
Just said...
I was hoping to go on the Dino route.
Are you literally going to use one sheet of paper for question, Dalton?
Yeah, like I found this notebook randomly. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Disney's Snow White was released in 1937. Since then, how many Disney feature films have been released? Mind you, your keyword here is feature films by Disney, not Pixar. So just Disney.
A lot.
A, 59. B, 69. C, 57.
Wait, what? What year? Jesse
doesn't even know.
I'm losing my shit. That's a goddamn sex here. Movie.
You done? You good? You happy?
Oh no!
Don't do that. C 57 or D 63.
Can you go over the numbers one more time? I missed them.
He only knows one.
All right, we're gonna skip the one that you went nuts over.
Damn it!
You're gonna remember that one.
Yeah, I am.
A, 59, C, 57, or D, 63?
I'm going to say 69. I have to, by law.
Dalton.
Lindsay, I have a question. What was the number for B? You seem to skip over that one.
No.
It's got to be 69, baby. Oh, I swear to God, if it's 69, that's the end of the show. I'm shutting this shit down.
Shelby's probably right, but I've got to say it.
Right.
Okay. So the correct answer is A, 59.
Oh.
As of March this year, Raya and the Last Dragon or whatever it is movie 59.
Boo.
So I was really hoping that everybody was going to catch the 69. I started frantically writing. but you guys went too quick to the bit. Whew. Now that I'm done crying.
I knew you were going to do that bit. That's the whole point of putting the number in there.
He's got, every question is going to have 69 as an answer, and we're going to be screwed.
I'll get one right.
Dalton's going to piss himself because he's going to laugh at every single one of them.
Every time.
All right.
I can't help it.
Which of these adult-aimed cartoons has H. John Benjamin not lent his voice to? A, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. B, Bob's Burgers. C, Lucy, Daughter of the Devil. Or D, BoJack Horseman.
D. Oh, shit, I shouldn't have said it out loud. D.
Say B.
D. D is in the big D.
Yo.
I think it's...
D. You want free points? Answer D. If you want free points, everyone, answer D.
I don't know if I trust him, but I'm gonna go for it.
Shelby, do you want?
The correct answer is D. BoJack Horseman. In Aqua Teen, he was Moth Monster Man. In Bob's Burgers, obviously he's Bob. And in Lucy, Daughter of the Devil, he is the Devil.
I knew that one. I knew both of those, and I was like, I don't remember him in.
I didn't know if he was in Aqua Teen or if he, like, because those are the two that I was trying to decide between, was Aqua Teen and BoJack.
But. The problem is he is in so many Adult Swim shows.
When
I was having troubles picking one that he wasn't in.
When Shannon is that confident, don't doubt
Shannon.
To Shannon.
It could have been a ploy. You may have been trying.
And then he goes, whoops, changes his answer. Yes, confidence.
Whoops, I thought I had the condom on. Okay.
Whoa!
Oh,
no.
All right. How old is Bart Simpson? A, 11, B, 12, C, 10, or D, 9?
Oh, shit. Okay, this is actually a little bit tricky because he started as one age and then ended another one. So is this current or how he started?
I did not realize that they actually finally aged him, to be perfectly honest.
They
so
aged
we'll go with so we will go with originally.
Okay.
That is my bad, because I honestly didn't realize they finally like started to age them.
All right, you guys tell me when your answer is, and then I'll give you the answer.
I'm ready.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
It's 10.
Yeah, C. 10.
Okay, I was going to go with that, or 69.
Got one right.
I got two. I'm doing great. Also, I think I ripped off more than one piece of paper that time. Fuck.
He did age to 11 in in one of the episodes. But I don't remember which
is
episode.
Is Lisa 12?
No, Lisa is 8.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought Lisa was the older one. My bad.
Nope. Okay. Which of the following is not an episode title in Cowboy Bebop? A, Asteroid Blues. B, Jupiter Jazz. C, Mercury Rising. Or D, Waltz for Venus.
You guys want more free points? Very expressive tonight.
This could be another ploy. The problem is I agree with him.
Right, yeah, that's what I put too. Because I'm pretty sure that was the movie.
I think it's the C.
C.
The correct answer is C, Mercury Rising. It has nothing to do with Cowboy Bebop. That's just something different.
Oh, all right, well, cool. I know the movie had something to do. They were on Mercury and there was some weird disease.
Yeah, every episode had a music to it. Yeah. And that's why I was confident that was incorrect. So, but then Shannon was like, 3 points, everybody. It's C. And I'm like, is he doing a boy thing now? The answer is C.
He's got to build up your confidence and then
shatter it,
trounce you later.
My assumption was the B, C, and D were all Sailor Moon episodes. So I was like, oh, A, because it didn't have a planet in it, because I don't know any of these goddamn shows. I did have Fuck You Shannon underneath it if it was wrong. I was ready because like C and then Fuck You Shannon if it was wrong.
I think Jesse's so about to tear apart your logic here.
Because the similarity you pulled apart was the planet thing.
Yeah,
for Sailor Moon episodes? For Cowboy Bebop?
I've never seen either.
I mean, I purposely went with space. I purposely took space-titled episodes when I was doing this, but...
The other three had music in the title for Cowboy Bebop!
I'm not smart.
Dalton is, to be fair, Dalton is used to the less popular anime, Cowboy Rocksteady.
They were the best though.
Also, like, you just flipped Lindsay off.
No, I don't know where Shannon is. It was a random one. I was just kind of a scattershot at this point in my life.
Yeah. you went right to Lindsay.
Oh,
well. She's been nothing but kind to you. She's the only one left.
Don't shove your hand in Lindsay, damn it. Stop that.
What's the next one?
Okay.
I would like to know what the next one is.
Darkwing Duck is antagonized by the group Foul. What does Foul stand for?
Oh, fuck.
A, my. Foreign Organization of World Larceny. B, Fiendish Organization of World Larceny. C, Followers Operations of World Lunacy. Or D, Fiendish Opponents of Wonderful Luck.
I actually don't know this one.
Pick a letter, any letter.
I'm going to go with B. Yes, B.
Different. I also went with B.
I'm going with A.
I went with C.
Shannon and Shelby are correct with B. They are the Fiendish Organization of World Larceny and originally first showed up in the original DuckTales and then was carried over into Darkwing Duck.
Caleb Carter is accusing you of creating this test specifically so I would win.
No. I mean, he can take that as much as he wants, but...
Oh, he'll take it. Just like he's taking that commentator's job away from Maskey.
Ready?
Nuclear heat, baby.
Whoa! Fire! All right.
We are gonna keep up with ducks on the next question, though. What was Duckman's occupation?
Hey, did I ever tell you what my dad sent in for me for the contest to name... the good guys from Darkwing Duck?
No.
I'm going to like this. I can already tell you.
So the good guys, as Lindsay knows, were called Shush. And the official winner was Superheroes Under Silly Hats. I couldn't think of an entry, so my dad sent one in for me, and it was Shitheads Under Schoolhouses. I did not win.
Because Disney's are cowards.
Cowards?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, goodness.
I love everything about that.
Wow.
Okay. He was probably drunk when he did it.
Hell yeah.
Probably. Okay. Are you okay?
That was good. I liked it. Let's go.
What was Duckman's occupation? A, a cop. B, a radio DJ. C, a therapist. Or D, a private detective.
You say it right.
No, because if I say it right, it's going to give it away.
All right.
What you mouthed was not a letter, by the way. I need you to know that.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah. Is my shit backwards?
No, you're good. B.
Okay.
He wasn't a private investigator. He was a private dick.
I said detective. I just didn't shrink it.
You didn't shrink the dick?
But yes. Uh-huh.
Nice.
But yes, he's a private dick.
It was in the title. It was Duckman.
Duckman, private dick.
It was like family man.
Private dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Voiced by Jason Alexander. Good show. His side guy was a pig named Cornfed, which I believe was also Tanner's nickname in high school.
Oh, goodness.
He's not here to defend himself. My favorite opponent.
Well, it's because he's eating that fucking, wherever the fucking Marion, Steak and Shake. That's the only place there. And it's not good.
I think he's at Haggard's Hamburgers.
The Bucket Saloon.
Bucket Burgers.
They had indoor lighting. That's how I know it was up.
Okay. Are we ready?
That was a really bad joke to end on, guys. Sorry.
I like it.
It's okay. Shannon started giggling.
I laughed. All right.
Rugrats has gotten a reboot this year. What was Tommy's last name? A, Peters. B, Finster. C, Pickles. Or D, Daly?
Pickles. Did they change the names for the reboots? Yeah, surely not.
Have. It's all Pickles.
No, they didn't. It's still Pickles. Okay. You're all right.
When you said Peter, I was like, oh, they're really mean and hard.
Oh, shit. That was stuff paper.
No, Michaela, his name is not Tommy Tomatoes.
Ooh. So his little brother would be Dill Tomatoes.
Ew.
Sounds like something Tanner would eat.
So if something bad happened to Tommy and he was the John Doe, then his little brother would be Dill. Never mind.
Pickles.
Dill Pickles.
Dill Doe Pickles.
Dill Doe Pickles. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what she said, yeah.
I loved that Lord of the Rings movie. With Dildo Pickles. Remember?
Dildo Pickles.
No.
I watched a softcore adult film when I was younger called Lord of the G-Strings, and the main character's name was Dildo Saggins. I just want you all to know that.
How much walking was there in it?
Not a lot of walking, but there was a lot of physical activity. Yeah,
unlike the actual movies. What's the next one?
What country originally created and premiered the show Reboot? A, Canada. B, the United States. C, Australia. Or D, France?
I'm sorry, who, what?
What country did Reboot originally was made and produced in?
Ooh.
Canada, the United States, Australia, or France?
I'm going to get this wrong, but so I'll wait for you guys. I think it's A, but I'm going to say A, but I actually think it's France. So I'm going to say Canada.
I think it's France.
I want it to be known that it's the greatest country ever, Canada.
I'm also thinking Canada.
It was Canada.
Oh, but were they French-Canadian? I think Shelby should get partial points.
Was it Quebec?
It's the three-fifth compromise. She gets three-fifths of a point.
I didn't look into it that far. I just know it came from Canada.
Also, Shannon, I guess you don't have a pen and paper for this. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He just likes yelling out his answer. You know this.
Especially because I'm super confident in it. Have I missed a question yet? I missed like one, I think. I think Caleb's right. I think you are cheating.
You missed 69.
That's not what I'm laughing at. Fuck you, Jesse.
Just now saw that one, did you?
I just checked my phone. Oh, goddamn.
That was a fucked up joke.
It are was you, pretty rough.
Are you making fun of me?
No, no. One of us is telling the truth.
It actually is Dalton this time. I
wasn't believe it or not, it wasn't me.
It was just, it was a joke that was so off color, I didn't want to say it on the show.
I'm sending it to you now, Shannon.
I get that. All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
Okay. Tom Kenny voices SpongeBob, but before that, he voiced what other yellow Nicktoon? A, Sparky, B, Heifer, C, Cat, or D, Norbert?
I don't like that joke, Jesse.
What was B?
B was Heifer.
Well, I missed the question because I was thinking about cucumbers. What'd you say?
Tom Kenny voices SpongeBob, but before that, he voiced what other yellow Nicktoon?
And what were the answers?
A, Sparky, B, Heifer, C, Cat, or D, Norbert?
D.
I believe the correct answer is B.
Oh, let's C.
Correct answer is B, Heifer. He was on Rocko's Modern Life.
Not super familiar with Rocko.
The weird thing about it, like, I knew all those characters, so I actually was, like, replaying their voice in my head. Dude, one sounded kind of like Tom Kenny.
That one fell in front of me.
It was Heifer's laugh in my head that got it.
Same, actually.
Really? Well, so, funny story. Originally, I was trying to think, I forgot that there aren't that many yellow-colored Nicktoons. So when I was going through, I was trying to come up with other characters. I'm like, oh, cat dog. I'll put down that he was dog. He actually did do dog's voice in the movie, so then I had to change it.
What year did Rocko's Modern Life come out?
It was mid-90s.
So that was around the same time he was doing Mr. Show with Bob and David.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, yep.
Nice.
Are we ready for the next one? Okay. The Venture Brothers is an homage to what older series? A, Scooby-Doo, B, Astro Boy, C, Johnny Quest, or D, Speed Buggy?
Speed Buggy! No. I've got the answer. It's in my hand when you guys are ready. Is everybody ready?
One second. Ready? Yep.
C.
Yes, hey, Johnny Quest.
They actually, in one of the episodes, they walk past, like, the Quest boys, and they're just like, yep. They're not them, and they keep walking off.
Okay. Recently, Sanrio has been pairing their characters up with various anime. Which of these is not a current Sanrio crossover? A, One Piece, B, My Hero Academia, C, Naruto, or D, Digimon?
You mean Naruto? Hi, Quentin. How you doing, buddy? Old friend Quentin. Quentin knows this one. What was A again?
One Piece.
So it was One Piece, Naruto, My Hero Academia, and what was the other one?
Digimon.
Fake ass Pokemon.
I'm gonna say A. I think it's Digimon, but I'm gonna say A.
I believe it is Digimon.
You are correct, Shannon. One Piece is the one they have not done a crossover with.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yep. Because I own a ton of the My Hero stuff. They're just starting to put out Naruto stuff, and the Digimon stuff has yet to make our side. But I will totally buy it if it does.
Yeah. Oh, there's no one that's gonna believe that you're not cheating.
For me. I just went with like that. Digimon was the only non-shonen anime there, so I was like, that's probably it.
Because they did My Hero first, and then they announced Digimon, and it has not made it over here. And at the end of last year, they announced Naruto, and Hot Topic is already starting to carry it.
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about, like with the whatever that's crossing over with these properties.
It's Hello Kitty and all that stuff. So it's Hello Kitty as All Might and as Naruto and as Agumon.
Naruto.
I'm gonna smack you, so stop.
I just wanted an excuse to write boobs on one of the paper. I did it really OBS underneath. It was really small though. Yeah.
Don't just cutting in and out for anybody else.
Occasionally.
Oh, let me say it again. I just wanted an excuse to write boobs.
Yeah, we heard that part. Thank you.
Oh, got it. Making sure that you heard the joke.
Moving on.
Yes. Moving on. In Star Wars The Clone Wars, what is the name of the clone captain that usually assists Obi-Wan Kenobi? A. Rex, B. Hunter, C. Cody, or D. Fives?
So Hoder and Cunty? I mean, Cody and Rex, Hunter! Whoa!
Rex, Hunter, Cody, or Fives?
Well, now I need that Cody and Hunter mashup. You said that. That's what you said. You said that one.
God, it's Rex. Oh,
I thought
I went with C.
Yeah, I also went with C because I thought Commander Cody.
Nope,
it's Cody. Rex was with Anakin. Rex was with Anakin and later Ahsoka.
Okay.
Rex and Cody were both, and I was like, I don't know which is which, though.
Yeah, all I remember is Obi-Wan saying Cody a lot.
And I've been, as I was saying earlier, I started finally getting to watch through Rebels, and I must say I was far too happy when Rex popped back up in it.
A lot of the Bad Batch shows up in that.
The Bad Batch.
But I just haven't watched that show at all.
The Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Wait till it's all out. The first episode that's like the movie length is really good. 2 and 3 are super meh, and 4 and 5 are starting to get back up to it. So you might as well just wait till it's all out.
I'm waiting for that show on Disney. What is it? Hawkeye and His Boring Ass Family.
Oh,
this would be a good one.
I'll still watch it.
Game Changers.
I love Game Changers. It was so good.
I cried like a little bitch more than once during that fucking series.
But it was so good.
They kept using the music theme for the Mighty Ducks. They kept using that whole, ooh, that was, motherfuckers.
Oh, Dalton, the uniforms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that got me too.
Yeah, that was great.
I watched that and decided that I didn't cry enough, and then I rewatched the Office series finale again, because I just needed to cry really hard that night, apparently. What's the next question?
Okay. Disney's original crack animation team were known as the 9 Old Men. Who is the last of these legends to pass away? A. Mark Davis, B. Ollie Johnston, C. Ward Kimball, or D. Frank Thomas?
Hey, Jesse, I believe that's a relative of yours.
Yeah, they probably spells it differently.
I'm gonna say B.
I too say B.
I said D as a random guess.
Now you have to take it is B. I just wanted to write Rick.
I saw what you did there. It is B. Ollie Johnson passed away in 2008.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
I can't believe that worked.
Was that just a random guess?
Yeah, I just wanted to write Rick James, bitch, but then capitalize the B. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's unlike Casper, I'm at least taking legitimate guesses.
I mean, I appreciate it.
The difference is that these are all multiple choice.
That's fair, yeah.
Kaz, who's going to be on a plane tomorrow, which is why he won't be on Equestrian Hour, but he will be in Cape next week. Kaz will be here live in the PZ85 mini studio with me, so that's going to be exciting. Haven't seen him in
chaos.
Years.
We'll go all around then.
He was like 3 girlfriends ago. It's crazy.
Which of these animated films was not directed by Henry Selick? A, The Nightmare Before Christmas, B, Corpse Bride, C, Coraline, or D, James and the Giant Peach?
Was not directed by Henry Selick?
Yes.
You said four of the same fucking movie.
It's the same movie every fucking time. I think it's A, because I think A had one of them weird directors, like he was foreign. But but it might also be nine. Oh, I'm just gonna say Nightmare.
Nine wasn't an option, Shannon.
Yes, it was.
I think I don't remember what option was, but I think Coraline is the answer.
Which was C, which is what I had.
They're probably right. I have no faith in my answer on this one.
Coraline.
C.
Shelby?
Coraline.
I said A.
God damn it.
The correct answer is B. He did not direct Corpse Bride.
That was my first guess.
He directed Nightmare Before Christmas, Coraline, and James and the Giant Peach.
Well, he needs to sue whoever directed Corpse Bride because they stole all of his shit.
I thought Tim Burton did Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare Before Christmas. I know,
Burton
that was a
directed
joke.
Corpse Bride. But yeah, because generally Selick doesn't get credit for stuff because of Tim Burton.
I like Tom Selick.
I know you do.
That's a man.
Nightmare.
All right.
That's a whole ass man.
Alrighty.
But I thought Corpse Bride was Selick.
Hmm?
Huh?
Didn't she say that Corpse Bride was...
Not directed
no,
by...
No, Coraline is okay. I was thinking C... no, you're right. Go ahead. We're good.
You sure?
Yeah.
We okay?
Everything's fine. Everything's
okay.
Fine.
Move your mouth.
Okay.
A little broken. Oh. Well, this is amazing audio. Because we all of us did it but Shelby.
I just made a face. I didn't want to do it.
All right. How many fully animated Pokemon movies have been released so far?
Oh, fuck yourself. 70?
A, 30.
Jesus!
B, 25. C, 18. Or D, 23.
Time. I was gonna fucking say four.
I legitimately thought there were seven. Oh.
No, there were like four or five just from like the original run.
When we were kids.
Yeah. Which letter?
When Lindsay was a teenager, but yeah, when we were kids.
Yeah, I was a high schooler when I went and saw the Pokemon movie in theaters. Your point?
See, Shannon, I didn't make the joke at you. So that's called a range of jokes.
Look, you see this gray creeping into the beard here? Makes me look distinguished.
I think I have more gray than everyone here.
No.
I've got a streak.
She has the rogue
right
streak because she dyes her hair. She's got the rogue streak going.
I might have you beat on this one.
Chest hair doesn't count.
Guesses. I think it does.
I'm going to say it's Coraline.
I guess.
That's
D. Did we all guess D? What the fuck?
No, what was it? 25. I say it's 25.
Well, the correct answer is D, 23.
That's what I said.
Woo!
No, you didn't.
Damn it.
Wait a minute, I'm going to do it with the paper this time.
Don't get a paper cut.
Dude, I have a mess to clean up after this.
They hurt worse than a Calvin Tankman chopped to the chest.
I want to wrestle him so bad.
He was pretty awesome. Yeah. He chopped the shit out of me.
It looked like it, yes. It looked like you died.
Yeah, I did. And then
I must have been on a kick when I started this next run of questions.
Ken Dang actually killed me with a kick to the back of the head, and Calvin Tankman brought me back to life with the defibrillator chops.
It was pretty awesome. Go ahead. Sorry, Lindsay.
That's okay. Sailor Moon creator Naoko Takeuchi is married to fellow manga artist Yoshihiro Togashi. What popular shonen series did he create? A, Yu Yu Hakusho. B, One Piece. C, Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. Or D, Dragon Ball.
You guys want free points?
I think A is the answer.
It is. Yu Yu Hakusho, and he also did Hunter x Hunter.
I remember once I called, when Hunter was working at the radio station, I called and I requested he play Hunter Eat Hunter by Chevelle. That was pretty funny.
I'm really burning through this notebook.
Yeah.
That's because you're using one
Fuck those trees. What have trees done for you lately?
Fuck them.
In fairness, everybody going digital now. Dalton waste and paper is a good thing because that's going to cause them to plant more tree farms.
You're welcome.
Because once we no longer have the need for paper, all these trees are going by.
Dunder Mifflin is fucked.
Hey, really quick, let's give a shout out to Dalton Anthony for saving trees.
Oh shit, my pen.
Hey, Allison.
He's creating a demand for trees.
And if you
not
guys,
like oxygen or anything, fucking paper.
If you guys need some trees, see me at Organic Remedies where I can take care of you. Go ahead.
I'm surprised your top listened to on Spotify wasn't Snoop Dogg.
Well, it was Bone Thugs and Harmony was in there, so
that's fair.
We had time for two more.
But I have four. I did 20.
Four more.
We've been doing 20. What Studio Ghibli item has a home at Pixar Studios? A, a set of dust sprites. B, a Mononoke mask. C, a cat bus head and paws. Or D, a model airship.
D. D.
Are we sharing?
I think C.
I think A.
I'm gonna go with B.
We got one from every.
Shelby is correct with the cat bus head and paws.
Creepy.
It was presented to him by Hayao Miyazaki as being a huge friend to Studio Ghibli and helping get the whole arsenal of films bought in one place to be distributed around the world. All right, next. What 2016 stop-motion animated film follows the journey of a boy on a mission to find his father's magical armor so he can defeat a vengeful spirit from the past?
I know this one. I don't even need multiple choice.
Shut up, Jesse. I do.
A, Hell and Back. B, Kubo and the Two Strings. C, My Life as a Zucchini. Or D, Kooky.
My Life as a Zucchini.
So bad.
All right, I know this one did not star Stop Motion Mouse, so the answer is B.
Kubo!
It is indeed Kubo in the Two Strings. But if you guys want to watch an actually pretty good stop motion one, watch My Life as a Zucchini. It's extremely weird, but really good.
No. None of us are going to do that.
No, I'm not even going to watch
None
Kubo.
Of us is going to look up something called My Life as a Zucchini.
Someone that's listening really, really good. Might watch it.
Is Kubo good, Jesse?
Yes, it's so pretty.
One of our friends said Kupo for fucking years straight, and it's ruined anything that kind of sounds like that.
Huntu!
Kipo!
Kupo!
No, we're talking about Kupo. It's different. What's next? Okay.
In standard animation, how many frames must be shot to create 1 second of animation? A, 20. B, 22. C, 24. Or D, 26.
C. Shit,
is that your final answer?
I guess, man. C.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's 24. I don't remember what the option was.
Dalton, I can't read.
The human eye can only see 30 frames per second.
It looks like Dalton said 20.
But I just said I need you to read the bottom thing.
Oh.
And Jesse, what did you have? I saw Shelby's and Shannon's answer.
He said
it is C. It's 24 frames per second.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, it was one of those, I couldn't remember what letter it was. I just know, I was like, I know it's 24. I forgot which one that was.
Jesse, can the human eye see past 1080p? I'm just curious.
Was it 30 frames per second? Did I get the joke right?
You did.
All right, cool.
I think it's 60.
No, it's 60, yeah, because Jesse got the 144 hertz monitor, yeah. Because
I need you to know that I can't find that piece of paper right now because there's like fucking 19 pieces back behind me. So,
boy, if only you had some cats in there, they'd be having a field day.
Right? Okay. Final question.
Final.
Last one. Final question.
Three-way tie for first place.
No, just a two-way.
Oh, okay. I did miss a point.
So. It's There's not gay if it's high. In a three-way. It's the golden rule.
If it's me, you, and Jesse, it's just gay, though. I need you to know that. If it's just, like, I understand it's a Lonely Island, so turn that. There's a lot of ways to turn us, but there's not a lot of ways to turn that.
I am a power bottom.
You sure are, Meg. What's the last question?
Last question, please.
I have to stop laughing first. I'm sorry. Okay. Michael Jordan helped Bugs Bunny and his fellow Looney Tunes in Space Jam back in the 90s.
Oh.
He thought that was
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Space Jam!
What NBA star is going to aid them in the new film this year?
Oh, that's
A,
easy.
Kevin Durant, B, LeBron James, C, James Harden, or D, Stephen Curry?
Oh.
Answer is
B.
The mighty LeBron.
Yes, it is
LeBron
James.
Is
LeBron. Yep.
And boy, that movie looks terrible.
Oh, it looks amazing.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm fucking excited.
I'm morbidly curious, but yeah.
Your son got trapped in the simulation and will only release him if you play basketball with us. What?
Space Jam had a much better premise.
Did it? He got sucked into Looney Land through a golf ball or fucking golf hole.
They had to find him. They needed to recruit him because he's Michael Jordan.
I also need you guys. I need you guys to know the realism in my Space Jam movie isn't.
And he cut out all at the end of that. It sounded like we just hit him with the sensor. Like,
I need you guys to know the real reason is.
That's the best Dalton explanation I've ever heard in my life.
Dalton, if you're looking at your Discord, if the green border is not around your picture, then you ain't talking.
You ain't talking.
No, it's still picking me up.
Yeah, it was not.
On
mine it was. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So what I was saying is, guys, I need you to not worry about the fact that I'm not worried about the realism in my Space Jam movie. However, they fucking get LeBron James playing with. Fine by me.
Yeah, but this but the same stuff. This Mother. Movie does not have the subplot where was it Muggsy Bogues and I think Patrick Ewing, I forget all the players, where they're going to
Sean
therapy.
Bradley.
Figure out what happened to them.
That was the best part of Space Jam. That
my
mama,
it was,
I love
so
my mama.
It was Charles Barkley. It was Patrick Ewing. It was Sean Bradley. It was Muggsy Bogues, and I can't remember the fourth.
You just said
his
four.
Name, the fifth. Okay.
I can't remember the fifth
it's
either.
It's not there.
No.
All right. Well, this is IMDb. Go ahead and keep talking, and I'll yell the answer out when I have it.
So, unfortunately, I don't have a tiebreaker question because I only wrote 20. But we ended tonight with Shannon and Shelby both at 15 points.
Well, Lindsay, I know the official rules of trivia, and since Shelby was champion. If I can't beat the champion, I don't win the championship. Shelby remains champion another week.
Okay.
Those are the official Podzilla rules.
Jesse had 14 points and Dalton had 12.
Son of a bitch. Larry Johnson. I knew it was somebody with the last name John.
Well, I added those extra two because that's where I thought the fuck up was. But
I think I
got 15 points for myself.
Oh, God. Jesse, can you not play trivia and not have a disagreement?
How many of those?
I know this about myself.
I know. We all know.
It's all yours, baby. It's all yours.
You're not going to let her have cats. At least let her have this fucking win.
I said it's all hers. If it was Shannon that was taking the title, then I would be arguing.
Yeah, I would be. Well, you've had it before.
So Hunter just responded to the chat for the podcast, and he said, I honestly forgot what day of the week it was.
That happens. That does happen.
That's what happened to us. Like, that's like, we were plating up dinner when I got the message from Shannon. Like, literally, I had just finished putting food on our plates. And then I got the message from Shannon. I'm like, shit, give us 10 minutes.
I got the notification on my phone and I was like,
we started late anyway because I wasn't feeling great. I still don't feel great, but I'm going to go play Call of Duty. So we're going to cut the show off there. Thank you again, Lindsay, for another round of trivia. It was a lot of fun. The fans loved it. They always love when we yell at each other and give weird answers. And thank you for including the number 1969 as one of the answers. That really
You're welcome.
That made a difference, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to be back.
I wish I wouldn't have done it as early in because it broke you pretty hard. I should have saved it for later.
Yeah, you want to save 69 for last. 69 is... That's the...
See, I think it's always a good start.
Everything.
You start with 69?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, different strokes, you know?
For different folks, yeah.
We're going to get out of here. We're going to be back tomorrow with an all-new Horse Time with myself. Double H is back. Kaz won't be there, but you never know who else might join in. Tanner will probably join in via a can on a string. That should be exciting.
Not the basement.
He usually sounds like he's on can on a string, so... Fuck you, Dalton. I'm out of here. You guys have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow for Horse Time. Until then, Champion Shelby, take us out.
See ya.